Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, Segre, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast, and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Street Chess Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Drink Champs Army, excuse this quick interruption, but on behalf of the whole Drink Champs organization, I want to send our condolences to the families of Craig Mack and Lovebug Starsky, who both recently passed away. Lovebug Starsky was one of the architects and pioneers of this culture we call hip-hop, and we all stand on the foundation that him and his peers built. Craig Mack, in his own right, was a pioneer who helped Puff put Bad Boy on the map, later for Bad Boy to give us Biggie, and become a hip-hop and entertainment juggernaut. So let's have a moment of silence for Craig Mack, Lovebug Starsky, and all the fallen soldiers we have recently lost. Now let's get into episode 124, part 2 of our sit-down with Kenny Burns and Casanova. Let's go.
What's your favorite part of the game? What's your favorite part of the game?
Yo, it's the hustle, man. You know, it's like that line from Paid in Full, man. Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I love the game. You know what I'm saying? It's an adrenaline rush. You know what I mean? Right. At a certain point, hustling becomes business. You know what I'm saying? Right. But when you get into it, it's the thought of, can I do it? Mm. But that's any product. Mm. And that's why I challenge the youngins, man. You can sell dope. You can sell anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can sell anything. You got motherfuckers out here, millionaires, that have no fucking formal education.
Mm.
None. Street motherfuckers, single parent home, no parent home, raised by their grandmother.
Let's make some noise for the resource home and special education. Hey.
That's my favorite part of the game. What's your favorite part of the game?
My favorite part of the game is proving people wrong. I feel like
he all the way Rock Nation, ain't he?
You know,
he fucking titles. He said tripping, hey, prove people,
you know,
wrong.
You know, I feel like
anybody want some rich champagne?
Oh, it smells awkward, bro.
It's brutal.
I feel like because it's me. It's like I was a jail nigga. When I say jail nigga, I'm institutionalized to this day. Like even my girl would be like, nigga, you not in jail. I'd be like, nah, fuck that, because you might need me if I go back to jail.
I said your girl was rolling out, her friend was rolling out. Yeah, y'all rich over there. I mean, let's make some noise.
Hold on. You might be
institutional.
But that love, I want to say this. That love, though, is keeping you focused, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because without that motherfucking balance, niggas like us go left.
Yeah, we go.
You know
what
I'm talking about? Hold on to that shit, B.
But me personally, I feel like, when you proving people wrong, I've been a jail nigga so long, it's like everything I attacked, I did it the best. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Even with Robin, like, dudes in my hood, they was just robbing regular niggas. I said, fuck that. He might not have it on him. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to rob check cashings. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm going
to jail already for
that. Talk about that, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? So I went to jail for it. I started just like casing the joint. I'm like, fuck going in somebody's crib not knowing if they got it or not. Or people lying, they got fake jewelry.
You went to a cash business.
I went to the check cashing spot and I just cased the joint. You know what I'm saying? So with anything I do, whatever I did, I kind of like took it over. You know, my boy's here with me when I first came home. And, you know, I took over.
The nigga with the ice. The nigga with the ice. You shining.
I took over that lane. And it was a lane that you had to really think. You know what I'm saying? You had to.
You premeditated.
You had to use computers. And motherfuckers was like, Cats, how you just came home and you did that shit? I'm like, nigga, I watched. Just like I said, I'm taking heed to everything you're saying. I'm taking heed to it because sometimes you need to know that. What you said about being selfish to make your dreams come true,
yeah.
I kind of felt awkward. Like, for the last 2 months, I've been like, I'm not doing that. If you don't want to fuck with this, I'm eliminating you. Like, you can't hang around me no more.
But guess what? It's proven. You prove to yourself that you could do the shit.
Yes.
So why let a motherfucker be in the way of that?
So me doing all this time, like 7 years of some change, by myself, coming home, getting right back to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, the first, I came home, I was selling dope in jail. They put me in isolation.
Allegedly.
No. I got caught. Thank you. Thank you. I got caught. I got caught already. 100%. It's in the paperwork. Cool. But I'm selling dope in jail.
Allegedly. He said no.
They gave me past that. Yeah. It got past that.
As long as he passed it.
They gave me 36 months in the box and... And I was just so broken. Like, I was on meds. I used to be like, damn. Like, I used to be so sick, that's right? Crazy. So, coming home, and I'm like, yo, what's up? I'm talking to my niggas, like, yo, what's up with the jukes? Like, y'all need a jukes. And niggas is like, jukes? Nigga, we ain't doing that no more. Nigga, you robbing. We ain't on that. So I'm like, you niggas is soft. What's going on here? You not robbing. Niggas like, we on this wave. I'm like, all right. Well, what's going on? So they ain't let me in. Shout out to them. They ain't let me in, right?
Anagitia!
Yeah. They was like, yeah, the Cavs might try to rob us. Yeah, you know, some of my niggas is like, yo, this nigga is just, nah.
I believe you, though.
We ain't bringing
a lot of niggas. I don't nigga. Believe. I thank believe you.
No, you say that too. I love
you. I ain't meet you till today. Right.
Thank you. Right. So now, I ain't saying nothing. I ain't robbing nobody nothing. But I'm watching and I'm listening. So niggas is working and I'm busy. I'm watching. Oh, that's how you do that? That's how you do that? That's how you do that? Word? All right, cool. So one nigga fucked up and one lady fucked up. Shout out to her. I love her like cooked food. She fucked up. And she was lazy one day. She was lazy. She was like, Cat. She was lazy. She was like, Cat, this is how you do this, this, that, and the third.
Gave you the game.
When she showed me, because she was lazy, because I was giving her my money to do what I do. She showed me. I said, oh, this shit is easy. This bitch is crazy. Uh-huh. I called my nigga, so listen, we lit.
We on.
We ain't got no money, but watch this. From then, I took off. You know what I'm saying? I took off, like you said, before rap, nigga. All this jewelry was bought before rap. You know what I'm saying? So I say proving people wrong is where, again, I'm hanging around the right dudes, and I'm just in the studio, and I'm like... the fuck?
I can do that shit. Yeah, fuck.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? I never said this before, but I'm gonna say it now. Shout out to my motherfucking swaggy Jazzy in the building. Shout out to her. We was in the car and we were just making a freestyle. Me, Pooch, we just making a freestyle. And she was just going in. She's rap. She rap, but she don't know she rap. But she's just going. And I told her, baby, I'm using that line. She was like, I said, tell me what you said just now. I'm gonna be a rapper, cause these motherfuckers,
right.
These niggas can't fucking rap. Whatever they doing, I could do. She thought I was playing. Next week, I was a rapper. I'm in the studio doing shit, going in, right? But when you're in the studio with dudes, and shout out to just everybody, but when you're in the studio with dudes, you see how hard it is to come up with a song. Yeah. See, when you hear the song already, you just be like, oh, this shit is dope. Lit. Yeah, he's nice. Yeah, but you don't see the process.
Yeah.
So when I got to see the process, I'm like, shit.
It's work.
I could do that shit too. I could come up with a bar and wait, think, and then come up with the next bar. Punch me in, please. Right. Punch me in.
Till you figure it out.
Yeah, punch me in. Hold on, let me hear the beat. I need like 20 minutes. And I learned, I said, hold on. All them years of me writing poetry in jail, I could pull this shit off. I could rhyme.
But you was writing poetry in jail?
Yeah, I was writing poetry.
You got a lot of time on your hands.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You know when you send poems to your girl, you know what I'm saying? Skies is red and blue, you are, you know. You know this shit. So you start rhyming, and after a certain amount of time, all my captions was rhyming. Like, damn, I could really pull this off. And then I just got lucky. You know, a situation occurred, niggas tried to rob me, and I just made a song. Niggas tried to book me for my wife.
That's a real story.
Yeah, I don't really kind of spit shit that's not, you know, real.
So
remember what I told you. I said before, first is get to the money.
Right.
It's rapper, then it's talk about what you lived. Not what you live in. I feel like these dudes try to act like they living what they rapping about is impossible.
Right.
You're not shooting nobody. Right, you didn't shoot nobody. Some people lie.
Right.
But that's just my aura. I feel like it's backwards when dudes
make
struggle.
Yeah, struggle.
Catch the bodies,
right.
Tie people up, do whatever, sell drugs, become a rapper, and really want to do all that. Why would you really want to do that?
If you've been through it already.
You know, I've been the nigga.
That's reverse hustle.
Shout out to Liv, right?
Any nigga that been through what we talking about don't want to go through it again.
No.
I don't even want to know
again. Shout out to Liv, and shout out to my boys that's with me, right?
Mm.
So cool.
Live the club.
Live the club.
Okay.
I used to pay $30,000 to get in Liv.
Table and all that.
Table. I used to leave Liv after the $30,000 and the $5,000 rental outside with no pussy. No pussy.
That's disturbing.
Shout out to Mr. Lee.
Shout out to Philly. Shout out to the honesty. Shout out to Headliner Group out there. Shout out to the honesty. That's a real fucking statement.
So now,
a lot of you niggas be doing that shit.
A lot of people wouldn't say that.
Nobody would say that shit.
So
right?
You do all of that shit. And you still don't get no pussy, nothing.
It's a real nigga,
all, right?
It's a real nigga. Be so saying that shit.
Yesterday, well, today is Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Sunday, go to Liv and just walk in.
Yeah. And they treating you like 30,000.
Mm.
And the niggas that got 30,000 is looking at me tight. And I'm just walking.
You got your girl.
I'm walking. I got 5,000 on me too. I ain't spent a dime.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? It feels great. And this is the blessings what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You don't put in all that work, rap, to go back.
Right.
And this is why I say I ain't going back. I kind of like drilling in my head. Every time I drill it in my head, because I went through so much. Like, I don't even talk. I got, my mom got 10 kids and my father got 12.
Damn.
And I probably talked to one person out of my whole family.
Damn.
You know what I'm
Panamanian.
Saying? I'm Panamanian.
He's Panamanian.
You know what I'm saying?
They get busy. That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like,
both of your parents are Panamanian?
Both of them. My father is Jamaican and Panamanian.
Your father's Dominican. He said it.
Jamaican.
Yeah. I hear that.
So now it's like, it's just real shit. And I don't want to talk too long, but I'm going back to where I said proving people wrong is because they all proved, like, they all was like,
nah.
Oh, this nigga going to jail. Like, first day out. Yo, this nigga, he's a hothead.
And how long you been out?
I've been out for 4 years.
Give it up for 4 fucking years.
And I get on parole April 26th this year.
It's real.
And that's what I like doing. You know what I'm saying? I like doing the pulling up on somebody that thought I wasn't going to make it. And even my family members, and it feel good to be like, yeah, look, I'm lit. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm not in jail. I don't need you. I don't need a package. You know what I'm saying? And it's a blessing. So me proving people wrong, it's just my armor.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just like how you were saying, even with Son, is you could be great. You can be great.
Period.
Why set yourself up for failure?
Yeah.
Because again, like I said, in any other, you're going to have to prove it. Know what I'm saying? You're going to have to prove
period.
It. You know what I'm saying? When it's all said and done, I said I'm gonna knock a nigga teeth out, right? If anybody violate me, I'm gonna knock your teeth out. So if you say something,
you gotta be willing to do it.
You gotta be willing to do it.
Ready to
you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Cheers to that. 4 years free. That's a motherfucking feat, my nigga. Cheers to that. Hell yeah.
Now, Kenny Byrne.
Yes, sir.
We asked you what's the best thing in a game. What's the worst thing in a game? What is something that if you had a chance to do it all over?
Let me get the light, Nori.
You would erase it. You would erase it, right?
I wouldn't erase nothing I've done because I've been a stand-up nigga from the door.
I mean, it's something that's in the game.
Yeah, but the game is you know, I can't stand life.
What made you want to quit?
I told him before you could. I left the music business when Dame and Jay fell out. It wasn't worth it no more. I seen some brothers I know, you know what I'm saying, come in the game together and build a bullshit
dynasty.
Let's
talk about that. Let's talk about even your transition from Puff to Dame and Jay.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm sure at that time, because you was Puff's number one guy.
Yeah.
So from you to be Puff's number one guy and you being Dane's number one guy, I'm sure there was some animosity not only the Puff side.
No, because I made sure everybody was good. Just like when I gave Dane the movie Paid in Full, I wasn't working with him. I just happened to meet AZ and took him to some niggas that could put him on. You know what I'm saying? Right. And then
now put him on. Don't say that because you know Dane will.
No, put AZ in them on. I say all day in the paper. Fuck that. So my point is. So my point is though, I wanted other shit too though, and I think that's a problem. You can't have one motherfucking hustle. Mm. I ain't letting these niggas dictate my future or how I'm going to be successful or how I'm going to feed my motherfucking family. I went and became the second black designer ever to be in Saks Fifth Avenue with Ryan Kenny. I made hip-hop grow up. I had niggas in button-ups. That was my shit.
Yeah, right. Take my ring. I'm marrying you.
No, nigga. Big brother for life.
Big brother for life.
But real talk, I accept that challenge to be your big brother. And then for nigga, anybody who need the game, because the game, I would never walk to Brooklyn for cheesecake. Right. Look, that's just not who I am.
One second. Somebody that was great told me, I ain't going to say his name because I don't really like that motherfucker, right? Nah.
More Uncle Nero. Listen,
Nori told me, you know what's wrong with people nowadays? They don't want to help the people like them. And I caught myself. He didn't even know. I was on a chair, and I'm like, damn. You know, because me being a robber, shooter, whatever.
Yeah, why would you want to help somebody like you?
And then I'm like, nigga, I'm not bringing that nigga around me.
Exactly.
Fuck out of here.
Doesn't make sense.
That nigga not coming. That nigga's robbing niggas. Watch that nigga. I'm telling my man when he comes and say, watch him. Watch him. Watch that nigga. Watch him. No, not watching him. You know what I'm saying?
No,
and you don't want to help them, but damn, who helped you? You know, who gave you that shot? And that shit is so important with helping people like you.
But you made a nigga need you. Motherfucker need you for something. You know what I'm saying? These niggas will take anything from you. You let them.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't have no backbone, that was my purpose of saying never walk to Brooklyn for cheesecake unless I was getting a motherfucking slice. But they respected that. It's niggas that's gonna go do whatever the fuck you say do and gonna be right back with the cheesecake. But them niggas ain't going far in life.
Yeah.
Them niggas gonna be subservient to direction and orders.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's certain niggas that got their own. Niggas like this is a soldier, right? Jay recognized that. Well, you know what I'm saying? Whoever put you in the motherfucking mix, recognize that. It's not a sense of what he did like or what it's what he can do and can be.
I told all
be.
My artists, I don't want artists. I want partners.
Yeah.
I want motherfuckers that can
help me. That's because you've been shitted on.
You know, of course.
That's because you know the game.
You know, I don't want.
You know what it is?
I don't want artists.
That's because you know the game.
You know what it is? Like what I told dudes, right? Before I was rapping, I had money, but I was the shooter, the security. The friend, the nigga you want to talk to, the nigga you want to lean on, it's cool. These niggas don't want to be the shooter. They don't want to be the security. They don't want to be nothing. You know what they want to be?
The star.
They skip. 100%. They want to skip all the.
You can't skip the motherfucking process.
You can't skip the process.
You cannot.
Give them a fucking clap for that.
You cannot.
Worst
thing in the game is the way these motherfuckers are not loyal. This is a business built on loyalty. This is a business me telling you my man can rap over in Queensbridge. My man from Brooklyn's nice. My then spreads out across the world. You know what I'm talking about? And you can't be loyal to that. How you can't be loyal to that? And that's, like I said, why I left Rockefeller. Outside of the fact that Dame tried to, you know, one day talk to me like he talked to everybody else. Right. And then it was almost like, what you mean you leaving? Nigga, I'm leaving, nigga. Fuck you mean? Keep my last check for that fucking chain you just bought me. Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm out.
Because you're keeping the chain, too.
I'm keeping the motherfucking chain. And it wasn't a Rockefeller piece. It was my son. Damon used to wear these angels.
I was about to say, nigga, what's going on with that?
I got that too. But my point is, like, at the end of the day, my nigga, like, loyalty is everything. You know what I'm saying? You can't have shit without loyalty. And loyalty ain't got nothing to do with being a sucker or being somebody's slave. Loyalty got something to do with playing your motherfucking position to get to a place where you can be a boss of your own, to be on a certain pay level.
Let me step in real quick. Again, you hear what he's saying? You don't have to like a motherfucker to be loyal to a motherfucker.
100%.
Motherfuckers don't understand that. They said, would I rather love or loyalty? I want loyalty. You know why? Because it's some niggas I do not like. I don't like the ground they walk on, but I'm loyal to
them.
You
know how to move. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. If anything happened, they know I'm going.
Right.
You don't have to like a motherfucker. That's where right. niggas fuck it up at and be like, yo, I don't like that nigga. I don't want him. You don't have right. to like him, but you have to be loyal to him. Because if he in your circle or anybody right. that's in your circle, you have to take care of them like they're your own. Whatever they come with, you have to take that.
And I never got caught up in Dame's bullshit or Puff's bullshit. Or anybody's, you know
but
what I'm saying?
But you was loyal.
And I bet to this
you
day,
do know this loyal shit.
To this day, I won't.
Right.
And I have to protect
you. Were still yes.
I have
right,
to.
Right,
that's
right.
my that's yes. my duty.
Right.
I
yeah.
can't be no motherfucking OG not giving the game. Yeah. I can't.
Right.
Although I didn't get it.
You.
And I might not have got it from right. them niggas. The niggas wasn't so, teaching
but,
me shit.
But let me ask you something. So you was actually...
I mean, willingly. They taught me a lot by experience. But I'm talking about willingly giving me game.
I understand. But what...
It's to be sold, not told.
Were you witnessing? Because that's arguably one of the greatest, you know, breakups in hip hop. You know
in
what I'm saying?
Ever.
And you know, us being hip hop historians, this is what this is based off. Like, how did it feel? You just witnessing? Like,
it hurt my heart.
When did you start to know that? You know, this was the first brick to the puzzle that was. You know, this might be over in
so,
2 or 3
so,
years.
So,
was it obvious?
Was the first thing you
so,
noticed?
So the first time, right? So when Cam and them came to the Rock,
uh-huh.
that's when things
don't,
got.
I want to hear what you're gonna say because this is like.
That's what, it got a little
yeah.
shaky when,
okay.
when Cam and them came to the Rock. Because
okay.
Cam and them was
okay.
self-sufficient.
Okay.
Cam and them was moving the way they was moving. It was Dipset. They was moving the way they was moving.
Right.
And Rockefeller locked in. But they was doing what they was doing. And it was a lot of friction. You got Harlem and Brooklyn. It really comes out then. You know what I'm saying? So Jay Brooklyn crew with Jay. Harlem niggas with Dame.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Dame going on to do films. State Property 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Right.
Paid for all these things. And you can see the motherfucking separation. Not because they don't fuck with each other. But Jay had other plans.
Right.
Dame had other plans, but to see it not be cohesive, even when Dame, like Jay got that
and
money
from
Rockefeller.
You at? Where you at in this, this point?
I'm president of rock music, and that's when I had Nicole Ray, Kanye West.
Remember this.
Yeah, all
Nicole
that shit. Samantha
Ray.
Ronson. But my point is, like, I'm seeing this shit, and it first affected me when I couldn't put out records. No, but I couldn't put out records. So I'm like, how the fuck I can't put out records? How the fuck I can't put out this Rockefeller?
Jay can't sign off or
no, no, because Jay had to sign off. I remember playing Alan Anthony from Chris Jones' album called Oakland International.
Ooh.
This fucking album was I mean, we shot a video for 5,000, was on BET number one, all kind of shit. But Jay wasn't co-signing. And I sat in the back of his blue
and
Maybach.
That was the person he actually signed though, right?
Was yeah, no, but he was a part of it. I mean,
okay.
it was. But my point
okay,
is,
sorry,
I sat in this blue Maybach in front of 825 8th Avenue. He told me, I can't do nothing with it right now. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't do nothing with it? Nigga, this your label.
Mm-hmm.
This is a whole nother genre of music we about to go into and really own. But that's when I knew that shit wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you see here the Ramblers and niggas.
So years later, what do you think he meant when he
I think
said
he
that.
Had bigger plans and they didn't include Dame.
Like, he had already moved on, basically.
Dame was fucking up relationships. Dame was fucking up relationships. Y'all seen the videos, niggas all over the fucking internet.
They made
screaming
a movie
on
and
niggas.
It seemed like it was just like what happened.
It's exactly what happened. You know what I'm saying? And they tried to make that movie to make it seem like it wasn't, but the deterioration had already started.
Hold
and
on.
That hurt me most.
Look, continue right after that. This is a blessing. I just want to, like, I just want to thank Nori, all of y'all, for having me here. Because I'm dizzy right now.
You know why I asked you?
So much knowledge right now, and I appreciate you.
You know why I asked him this, though, Cass? Because I was like the only Queens dude. Like, if you look at all their soundtracks, you look at Streets is Watching.
You was the black sheep?
No, he was the only one that was on there.
Like, I was the only Queens nigga. I don't know why they showed me love. I don't know why they was cutting me checks. But I didn't question it. You feel me? I just figured, I'm here.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like somebody saying, don't go to that project. Them niggas rob everybody. And you go there any time, and niggas, you don't want to even tell me.
I'm going to tell you why. Nigga, you a fucking real nigga, and you got more shit to offer than music.
Right.
And that's what niggas.
Come on, get on
real talk. That's why. That's why you got the number one podcast.
That's why
you in business.
Right, two years later on some shit
you ain't start out doing because you a real motherfucker, and that transcends music. That transcends cultures. That's genres. Like, you ain't in no box.
No, but let me get back to the point. The point was, if you would have made me say, bet my last that
they would break up.
That they would break up, or bet my last that they would be together forever. I kid you not. Because they...
Money is a motherfucker.
Because I used to see them communicate without them communicating. Like, it was... I'm talking about...
It was the tightest.
When they were tight. I'm talking about... I ain't talking about when it was weird. I'm talking about when it was tight.
Okay.
I would see them niggas be like... And I'm like, them niggas had a whole quarterback move. Like, this shit was some Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit! This nigga Dame and Biggs were like this. And them niggas was just... They was bringing people on base. Like, a baseball, my nigga.
They were throwing game signs.
At one point, this is how tight they were.
Yeah,
like, they would look at each other, and that's how tight it was. So, if you was to tell me, like, that would happen, I would never.
It was one of the saddest days in hip hop because, you know, if you look at Puff, he the only one that kept it going. Rough Riders, you know, collapsed. Rockefeller, all the
even him and Andre Harrell had a little turmoil. Him and Puff.
Nah, that was him leaving, going to do him. Andre Harrell, first of all, big shout out to Andre. Give it up for Andre Harrell.
Yeah, big up for Andre.
Without Andre Harrell, there would have been no Bad Boy. He brought the champagne to the game. You know what I'm talking about? The fly, the motherfucking R&B with the hip hop. He brought that to the game. And it wasn't no beef. Yeah. Dre would tell you to this day if he was on his show, he let him go because he knew he was bigger than Uptown.
Right.
He was bigger than Uptown.
Right.
Puff was making moves and connecting dots that niggas in the normal music business that we was used to was making.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga was a motherfucking scientist. Like you say you was studying?
Mm-hmm.
That nigga is a fucking scientist. But guess who taught him? Dre.
Andre
Harrell. You know what I'm saying? So that's a nigga that I
say
give.
Andre Harrell because you were saying Dre and then people want to think
Andre
it's Dr.
Harrell.
Dre.
That's the only nigga that taught you shit.
That's the saying. Y'all niggas information shit is not
Dre
right.
Dre was the first nigga with a driver
on,
that I saw. He was the first nigga with a Basquiat. He had a whole fucking upper West Side apartment.
He was an artist himself.
He was a fucking artist himself, but learned the business and taught people that it was a lifestyle you had to sell.
Mm.
Who would Puff have been without the lifestyle?
Mm.
Who would he have been without the lifestyle, B?
Hey, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. This motherfucker right here. You know what's so crazy? Again, I don't even want to talk. I just want you to talk.
Yeah, please get some champagne.
Yo. Didn't mean that.
No problem.
Look at slow-mo.
I fucking love everything
y'all
you're saying. You know why? Because some people forget about the lifestyle.
Why not?
The lifestyle you have to create can hinder your relationship,
100%.
Your kids, your friends, your family.
Yeah.
It hinders all of that. You know, you said 20 years. So it's like the lady that owned the record label, you gotta rub her back a little.
Yeah.
Nah, but
when you get home, it's beef.
Right.
Oh, when you around your friends, the niggas like, yo, you bugging, you doing. Nigga, you created something. It's no longer when you walk in the office, you're not gonna be Nori.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be Cass. Once you create that, you have to stick with that all the way through. Tired, sleepy,
100%.
Hurt,
100%.
Heartbroken, stress. You lose a family member, you have to keep it. We don't want to hear, because if I'm looking at an artist, I don't want to hear, yo, listen, I just took an L, but I'm in the office sad. We want to hear all of that. We want to hear your L, but keep it moving. And that's how we respect you.
You
see, we respect people. By losses. Safari.
Yeah.
No, hold on. Before we go on Safari, I want to tell you about what you just said. You know why people fuck with you?
Yeah.
Because it's authentic.
Right.
A nigga that don't know you gonna believe you, nigga, not only because of the way you project your motherfucking words and your stories, but because when I'm meeting you right now, you saying all the shit I thought was the truth.
Yeah.
Do you know how powerful that is?
Right.
Do you understand that there's not a lot of motherfuckers that can sit here and say what the fuck they said in the last interview?
Yeah.
I'm talking about, or the day they walked out the motherfucking jail as a free man.
Right.
You saying the same shit. That's why niggas fuck with you.
Thank you.
And all these motherfuckers that's on, all of us.
Thank you.
I'm talking about the gatekeepers. Mm. Been through that.
Thank you.
And without that kind of struggle, you can't relate. But guess what squares do? They relate to real niggas. Yeah. They want to be real niggas. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I always use this analogy. 10% of the world is cool. 10% of the world is motherfucking gatekeepers. They the motherfucking lifestyle specialists. They fucking curate culture like no other. 90%, they buy the shit. They buying your shit, young nigga. You hear me? Like, you got it, I'm telling you. And don't fucking let up for these sucker ass niggas. You ain't got to be no kind of way on the hooks. You ain't got to do none of that shit that ain't you, authentically you. You do you. Scream at a nigga. Set trip on these motherfuckers, knock the teeth out. Fucking jump. Do all that shit.
No, but, you know, real talk. Unfortunately, you know, Safari went through an incident. No one here is laughing at him or judging him in no way.
So that wasn't no April Fool's?
Nah, no way, shape, form, or fashion. So that happened. Like, what does a person like you say, Cass? Like,
I feel like this.
She was playing at first. You saw when
I got to take off.
He wasn't playing.
Okay. I got to take off my glasses.
Okay.
Right. I feel like this.
He from Brooklyn.
With anybody that's getting money, you gotta feed the wolves. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Feed the wolves is the key of every rapper that's trying to go through this thing we call industry.
Yeah, and you gotta bring it down for these people.
Feed
what you mean by
the
that.
Wolves.
The niggas that's protecting you, the niggas that's running.
Feed
you
gotta show wolves. Love.
Let me show you. I was a wolf. Mm. When I say I was a wolf because I was protecting anybody around me.
I'm shooting. Right.
I'm doing whatever the case may be. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm here for. I know what I'm here for. Right. I'm not here to rap. I'm not here to entertain.
No, you're here for what you for.
I'm
now.
Here to squeeze in the club, put it in my shoe. You know, I said it in one of my lyrics. I said, bouncer check my pockets, he ain't check my shoes. You know what I'm saying? Chop outside if you with your crew. That's just me. Mm-hmm. You know what? Listen, we're going to get a little joint in here. If anybody front, somebody go to the car and get it. So, long story short, I feel like Safari, and you know, we cool. I feel like Safari ain't pay the wolves. Pay the fucking wolves. You think it's something? I was a wolf. I see a wolf in my section or in my circle. I'm like, this nigga wanna get paid because I don't even trust this nigga if I don't pay this nigga. Like, this nigga moving.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? You know, and I'm gonna show you how real it is. It's my man. I just posted him. My man, he right there. Right there. This
Let me
is
see
my
that
man.
Name.
You see him? It's my man.
What's up?
Right? Nigga, like, yo, Cass, nigga, anything moving, I'm shooting. I said, you ain't gotta shoot.
But that's all niggas want. Killers don't wanna be killers. Look. Nigga, robbing niggas don't wanna have to rob.
I said, you don't gotta shoot. I said, yo, bro, this shit is lit. I'm living for free. Uh-huh. I'm just rapping.
But
and
he respected you, said it.
Look. First time he came out, gun hole. I said, yo, fam, you bugging. Put that gun away.
That's right.
Chill out.
That's right.
Have fun and enjoy life, right? He was like, yeah, like he gave me a little attitude. I said, I gotta watch this thing. I don't know.
He liable.
Gotta watch this nigga, man. Yo, drop me off on 83rd Street. I'm gonna take the cab and I'm gonna go to my crib. I gotta watch this nigga. But after a while, I saw him humbling himself.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I saw him doing things that I wouldn't take myself. And when I say that, it's the same bullshit you said you go through. When I'm watching him, he by the section, and the security like, yo, move this way. And I'm like, I'm watching him. Again, I'm watching him. Yeah, he humbled himself, because I wouldn't have took that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling him to take that, but I wouldn't have took that. So when I see him compromising,
he right though.
He learning. You know what I'm saying?
But that's your give back.
And
too,
then
man.
I'm bringing him in the house. He on the couch chilling. You know what I'm saying?
But that's your give back. He trust you.
You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say,
trust you.
Point blank. Period. Safari gotta feed the wolves. Some people are scared of the wolves because you know what? It's not genuine. It can't be fake. You can't just be paying niggas like, here, take that, take that, take that. It gotta be genuine love. Even with you, you might have 50 wolves because you just a good dude. Dudes is gonna protect people that they know that's just genuine and good. This shit can't be fake. You can pay securities all you want. They go when the smoke come out, motherfuckers go back. I don't know this nigga.
That was minimum wage.
I got a fucking story. I got a story. Everybody know who Haitian Jack is, right?
Yeah, of course.
So I just had a movie. Some Universal just did a press release. I'm doing my first movie. I'm executive producer.
Yeah, I'm about to ask you about that. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
so we're doing this shit called Fight Night. Yep. It's the biggest heist in Georgia history, 1971. The backdrop was the Ali Corey fight when he was coming off the draft Dodger shit. When Muhammad Ali was coming off the draft Dodger shit, right? Yeah. So the day the shit came out, all my niggas, Jeezy, Kevin, all my niggas calling me, yo, congratulations. Then of course they end the conversation like, yeah, I'm everybody from Atlanta is in this motherfucking movie, right? So 2 days later, I go to CIAA, and I get this call from this 860 number, right? This motherfucker called me 13 times. From the time I left my room down the elevator, I'm going to meet my BMW client. Next thing I know, I said, let me answer this motherfucker. It must be an emergency. But it's a Dominican number.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Haitian Jack, right? And I'm like, hey, what's up, nigga? I ain't talked to you in a decade. I thought you was dead. Mm-hmm. Nah, nigga, I'm alive and well, man. I'm calling you because about this problem you and Dallas Austin got. I said, OG, you calling me about another nigga? You know what I'm saying? He's like, no. He just said that, you know, the movie shit, because I heard about the script 15 years ago from Dallas Austin, right? So when I moved to L.A. to launch Revolt, I took all the ideas I ever heard of, and I wanted to do film and television because I'm fucking launching Revolt TV, right? So the shit ain't, it laid dormant for like 4 years, but then it came an opportunity. I'm in first class with Will Pack. I said, yo, I got this motherfucking movie. I'm telling you, this will take you and your shit to the whole next, you know what I mean? This could be your Harlem Nights. If you don't know what Harlem Nights is, Harlem Nights was the movie with Richard Pryor.
Hey,
So I'm like, this could be your shit. So long story short, I get this call. I'm like, huh? Why are you calling me for this nigga? You know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, I know Jack. I was the young nigga, like he said, that all the wolves protected and loved because I was just a good nigga. I wasn't doing plays for no money, nigga. You needed to be fucking connected. I'm connecting you because I believe that you better than what's going on. You know what I'm saying? That's me. And so I'm having this conversation. I couldn't believe that this man had. So my point is to what you're saying, you gotta motherfucking put people around you, no matter what the circumstances are, that you feel comfortable with. I felt comfortable around that nigga. Mm. And that call turned into him talking about his documentary, not what the nigga called him about, because I got the respect. You know what I'm talking about? So what he's saying is true, and you can't be looking down on a motherfucker because of their past. Good niggas do dumb shit. Good niggas do shit and fuck up and need some
good
guidance.
Good niggas do shit sometimes that they have to
do. And him showing his man love showed him the irony of it all. Nigga, look, I did 7 years, nigga. I did all the dumb shit you talking about doing. Look at this shit around you. This shit ain't got nothing to do with pistols and fucking gangster shit. It's bitches, it's weed, it's fucking liquor. We having a great time. And he thought about that shit. That nigga over there thought about, okay, cool. I can play my position and I can work my D-Rock, nigga. D-Rock took the motherfucking case for Big. Cause he believed D-Rock will never have to do nothing stressful his entire life because of that motherfucking one instance. You understand what I'm saying? So I believe in that. And that's why I'm telling you, stay true to that and teach niggas that don't know no better. Cause niggas, we ain't know no better. Until a motherfucker brought me to an apartment on motherfucking West 83rd Street and had the whole fucking top floor with Basquiat and drivers and shit and taught me about art. And you ain't gotta be in the street and you can do things. So it only take one motherfucker to change your life. One.
Give him.
One. One.
Yo, Haz, hold up a second. Let's get our sophisticated thug tip right now. We got these wine bottles. Shout out to First Leaf, of course. First Leaf is the only online wine club that uses your reviews to make personalized wine selections matched to your taste. It's the only wine club tailored to you. The more wine you taste and rate, the better they customize your box based on the wines you like. Introductory 3-pack of wine, just $5 a bottle, man. You can't get that nowhere else. That's I'm telling you, that's a crazy deal right there. Get started with an introductory pack of wines that usually go for $20 a piece. You'll get them for just $5 each. I'm on my second case that I got. Me and my lady are loving these wines. I mean, I'm just like they thinking for us. They know what our flavor palette is and all that, you know. And it's funny because Nori, the same thing. Like he's been on wine, and he's been telling me for a minute now to get on this wine tip. So he's really loving it. And when it comes to buying wine, most of our choices are made out of habit. We don't remember how we found our favorites. We just know that when we're at the checkout, those same brands and bottles are in our carts week after week. And I mean, that goes for everything. I mean, for me, like, I'm a rum drinker. Automatically, I'm putting Bacardi in my cart. Now I'm on this beer tip. Modelo's automatically in there. Aguardiente, of course, Colombian White's automatically there. First Leaf is a new online wine club that's putting a stop to boring wine buying. First Leaf makes tasting and rating great new wines an exciting event. I started by answering 3 quick questions about my wine drinking preferences. Their experts are constantly exploring new wines for me to taste and rate. First Leaf created an introductory 3-pack of wine for me based on my flavor profile. And with First Leaf's introductory pack, you'll get all 3 for just $5 each. Normally, these bottles of wine go for $20 a piece, if not more. When my bottles arrived, I tasted and then rated them online. First Leaf took those ratings and then selected new wines for me that were based on my taste. And with First Leaf, you never have to worry about spending money on a bad bottle of wine. They guarantee you'll love the wine you buy, or they'll give you your money back. It's just that simple. So try First Leaf Club today, where buying great wine is really simple. Doesn't get any more simple than this. To get your 3-pack of introductory wine for only $15, go to tryfirstleaf.com/champs. That's 3 wines for only $15 on your first order at tryfirstleaf.com/champs. That's tryfirstleaf.com/champs. That's tryfirstleaf.com/champs.
So Cavs,
I love this shit.
I
love it too.
Damn,
Damn, you drinking?
I would be like a bad reporter,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote, if I don't ask this,
mm-hmm.
or if I don't give a suggestion.
Yeah,
that nigga put his Barbara Walters on.
Me as the like they,
60 minutes.
Yeah.
He brought it back to the center.
Because you know why? Me as, you know, quote unquote, being a legend or OG or whatever.
Ain't no quote unquote.
You all that, nigga.
All right, but you're
a legend. You're a motherfucking OG still.
Is there a way we could put the drama behind? Even though I know that y'all both publicly say that there is no drama.
Mm.
Until recently, I seen him do a Breakfast Club interview where he actually he did say there was.
You talking about Troy Ave?
No, who? We talking about
fuck Troy Ave.
Okay. Well, okay.
Damn,
wasn't ready for that one.
He a rat.
All right.
Who are you talking about?
Fuck that. Before he finished, okay. And this is what I'm trying to tell you about motherfuckers that do what they do, rap, and then go back.
Mm. Can't be both.
So now, even with Troy Ave, he wasn't doing what the fuck he was doing anyway. You create a fasana.
Character.
A character, like how you said. You a dope boy. Oh, powder whipper. Powder. That's his little ad-lib, powder. But then you saying middle finger from the stand. I don't give a fuck about nobody but my fam. Cool. We got family. Right. We have significant others that we love, right? Every time I go out, I'm with my girl. If I'm not with her, I'm out of state, whatever it can be. Before it go down, it's kind of like a little speech every time. It's like, baby, go to the car. Go here.
Right.
And it, like how you said with the hand signs, it's like that with me and my girl. It's like, you know what I'm saying? So, when I say that to say this. When you create that character, like you built like that, I'm not telling you to not be built like that, but I'm telling you, hold it down. Don't fuck us up, because now we confused. Because the confusion coming when it's like, powder, then it's like, Nigga, fuck the streets. The streets ain't showed me no love. You dumb motherfucker. If you was really putting that work in, you would have knew the streets don't love you. You know what I'm saying? The real niggas know the streets don't love them. You know why? Because they went through the struggle before rap.
So it's an understanding.
We went through that before rap. Even you saying you're not a street nigga, but when you around all the street niggas, you be like, damn, that nigga mama ain't helping that nigga. I gotta send him money. Why he ain't ask his mom? What happened to Shorty he had at the club with him? Shorty was bad. She not gonna send the money for him? So you understand that before rap. Oh, now you notice the streets don't love you. Now you saying middle finger from the stand. I don't give a fuck about nobody but my fam. But guess what? I feel like that now. So instead of you provoking me to do something that's gonna make me leave my daughter that know what's going on around the joint, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't there to see my daughter born. My baby moms cried. Baby shower, I'm on the phone, on a 15-minute call. When you on a 15-minute call and the conversation don't end, and I'm like, yo, who had the baby shower? Yo, my niggas pulled up. Yo, my mom there. And she like, nah, your mom, none of your family here, but your friends here. And you like, none of them? Not my mom, not my father, not nobody, nobody there? And she like, no, nobody here, but your friends is here. But no, none of my family there, though. My sister, my brother, nobody not there. And she like, no, they not there, baby. But she not trying to stress you out, because she know you ready to TSO the whole jail. You ready to punch somebody in the face. And it's 10:30 and the phone is on 4. You got 1 second. And you like, yo, baby, I love you. Yo, nobody there, though, right? Cool. And you got to sleep with that at night.
To the next call.
You got to sleep with that until 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning. It's a different kind of drive. You know what I'm saying? It's a different kind of drive. And with all my niggas, I be telling them, yo, listen, stay sucker free, because this shit will fuck you up. You create an image. I don't need to create an image. You know why?
Because you did
because
it.
I did that. I'm trying to create a different image. You know how long it took me to be around people that possess wealth, like just around regular niggas, street niggas, not industry niggas, not niggas with millions, just niggas with enough money to make shit happen. It took me a long time. I had to get all the jewels. I had to get the condo, the cars, the foreign, to niggas be like, nah, maybe he ain't gonna get us. He chilling. He good. He good. He got the same shit.
He one of us.
You know what I'm saying? I went and got the white gold sky dweller to prove a point. Because it was like, the nigga was like, it's only one nigga. I saw some Instagram shit one day. I'm just chilling.
Wait, white gold, what is that? That's 40?
No, it was somebody. It was somebody in Brooklyn. 40. A street nigga. 40 got one.
No, 40. Nah.
40. Oh yeah. Nah. Hell no.
What's white gold?
I bought it from Rolly. That shit about 62. Don't down my shit.
The sky dweller.
Yeah, the sky dweller.
Don't
down my shit.
I thought the gold one is
40. 44.
Yeah, it's like 44.
I thought
44.
The gold one.
No, I paid.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, matter of fact, you right.
Yeah, it's 44.
You right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 44.
Because I didn't get that one. I got the Prezi from Rolly.
Yeah.
I got it from Dave Blink. And he taxed me. I paid like 51. He taxed me. Thank you for that. No, after this shit, I'm gonna call him.
No, real talk.
But real nigga shit, it's just like, I feel like, even with Troy Ave, I feel like it don't matter if you telling her none of that. That don't got nothing to do with me. My thing is, don't mislead the people. Don't say the streets ain't for nobody. Once you cross that gun line, you in there, you suited up, you got your vest on, you got your headgear, you got everything. This shit ain't for nobody. It been not for nobody. Don't say powder like you a drug dealer, like you in the streets, and then when it get hot, you saying this shit ain't for me. This
nigga,
you can't quit. That's what I'm trying to say. It's no game over. You can't drop the controller. You gotta play this game until it finishes. And that's what niggas is doing now. Niggas is misleading the people. It don't matter how much I punch you in your face, knock your teeth out, or motherfucking don't run or whatever. I say all the time, every interview, this shit is not the life. The street life is not the life.
It's not.
It's no ending. That's why we see the rappers, we see whoever's successful, and we be like, yo, I want to be like them. Big Meech said it in his book. I read that shit about 80 motherfucking times. He has so much money, but he's like, yo, I need to clean this shit up. I can't even buy a fucking buy jewelry without worrying about the police. All that shit, you can have all the money in the world, but you need some legitimacy. You need it.
100%.
You need it. I don't give a fuck how much money you have. You get tired of putting the car in your bitch name or a bitch you don't even know name because your mama don't want to put it in her name. Right. You know what I'm saying?
You can't, really move. Like,
nigga.
You can't move.
Nigga. Nigga. You nigga. Say you getting a race.
Damn.
They're not coming for me. I deal with a Panamanian mall. Right. My mom telling me off the joint.
She don't want to go to Panama.
Are you crazy? That's what, are you crazy? You trying to send me to jail? No way. You know what I'm saying? So when you dealing with that and you get out of that, you cherish this shit so much. So, because what the street niggas do it for? We do it for this.
Okay.
Do it for the clothes.
Yeah.
We do it for the hoes.
Right.
We do it for the cars, the cribs, everything. Mm-hmm. The respect. So now, when you're a rapper.
Do we take a Tiger Bone shot?
Or look,
we don't even think we need it.
Yeah.
I'm
so
fried.
When you're a rapper, right?
I'm
when
fried.
You're a rapper, when you're a rapper, you get all that shit for free. You get the endorsement.
This nigga said that shit 800 times. You are living life for a living, young
man. You living life. How I'm gonna let a nigga take that from me? You know what I'm saying? Yo, I'm telling niggas
so
right
with
now.
That being said, hold on. With that being said, me being an OG, quote unquote, legend, whatever.
Give me a light before
all
you
all of
life.
That.
Give
right?
Me a light.
And
give
me saying that the people that's in control of my city right now.
That's that Cuban I bought you. Where you Cuban at? Where you Cuban at? You ain't smoking your Cuban, ain't you Cuban?
Hold on. Stop that.
It's two niggas.
You got in on that Cuban? Let me see the name of that shit.
No, he is the one brought him. He brought him.
He got in. I ain't bring shit. I'm on all y'all niggas.
Listen,
I want peace.
Listen,
I want 5%.
That's you got a new deal.
But listen,
give him Phillies. Give him Phillies.
But listen, Cass.
No, give him Phillies.
As an OG, right? I guess I have to actually ask this question, right? And as two people who's, I have to look at the young generation and I have to, you know, sit there and I gotta watch y'all do what y'all think because it's y'all time. My time has came and went. I will still make music. I will still, but I'm gonna stay in my motherfucking lane.
100%.
I ain't gonna be, you know what I mean, bobbing and swinging. I ain't doing that other shit. What they doing now? But so as that person, they gotta look at y'all and say, damn, they got the flag. What would it take for Cass and Tekashi to maybe even squash the beef, but maybe for y'all to live cordial? Is that
yo? Let me tell you something.
Yeah,
we living cordially.
Mm.
Maybe because you in Miami, you're not in New York.
Yeah,
but
I got binoculars.
We living cordially. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, my life is so precious to me now.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, we got families. So when my daughter do stuff like musically videos,
right,
and I'm creeping on her musically on a fake page,
right,
and I see her doing that dance.
What the?
And you thinking, I always put myself in everybody's shoes. Like how he's talking to me, I put myself in his shoes. I just like kind of do that. That's the thing that I do. I put myself in everybody's shoes. Around me, a friend, an enemy, everything. I put myself in everybody's shoes. When I put myself in her shoes, and I thought about my visits, like jail visits, you know, shackled up from the box, upstate box when you come down shackled up. And I think to myself, do I want to understand what is musically and her doing that dance from behind bars?
Oh, goddamn.
It gives me, like, strength to be like...
You growing up, nigga.
But where did even the misunderstanding even start?
The like, misunderstanding is the misunderstanding is when
because
went,
in our
he
eyes,
went
under right,
my page.
Our eyes, we looking at two young Brooklyn dudes coming up, and we would love for y'all to get along, right? Like, this is what I'm saying. Just people...
Hip-hop in general.
The outside looking
in. Hip-hop
in you're both from New York. You're both from Brooklyn. You both hot. We figuring most people say you can coexist.
The coexisting is there. He's existing, I'm existing. My thing is, again, it's like it's internet shit. When I say internet shit, this is what I said on my interview. And this is real shit. It's just every nigga that I beef with is no longer here. And this is not like I murdered them or whatever. Right. Somebody took them out off a default, however it is. Right. It just catches up. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you got so much beef, I used to beef with niggas that had a lot of beef. That motherfucking was just real niggas. You know what I'm saying? Right. And somebody did the job for me. And I was just happy. Like, shit. Whew. I ain't got to worry about that nigga no more. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. But when you're dealing with... real nigga shit is like, I don't have no beef. Because if I had real beef, I can't concentrate. I'm scared. Like, I say it all the time. I'm a skivvy nigga. Nigga said, Kaz a hoolie. No, I was scared. In jail, when niggas be like, yo, listen, what's your pen number? I'm scared. Oh, shit. Pop, 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 pop. I'm popping. Call the TSO squad. Nigga, I'm out of here. I'm popping until the fucking squad come and escort me out of this shit. Because I'm not leaving this shit without beating this nigga ass. ASAP Rocky will tell you just like he said. Nigga, he came in. I told the nigga, I said, yo, I'm about to take this crib. I'm going to take this shit over. I'm watching. I'm seeing who run the shit. Nigga, bust a nigga right upside the head with the motherfucking, what's that, the knob. Remember the knob you used to get to turn the windows in jail, the metal jar?
Oh, yeah,
scrolls. Yeah. I'm busting up. I already know what's going on in my head. I'm not gangster, but you will not play me. You know what I'm saying? Right. So at the end of the day, I don't think it's no beef because I would have been hunting for him. I would have been hunting. I would have been on his body. But he a little kid. You got to understand. Well, when I understood after his Breakfast Club interview is he working. He's working. However a motherfucker choose to work, a motherfucker is working. You know, it gets you mad. You be like, yo, what the fuck is he doing? You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker. But he working. You got to understand that. He's working. He might be working a different way we know how. But all these fucking little niggas is fucking doing dumb shit. And you be like, I would never do that. Right. They selling more than me.
Right.
They selling more than you.
Right.
So like, shit, just because I don't want to get down with it, I kind of understand like, shit, he's selling. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck is going on, but it ain't no beef. It ain't no beef. I don't got no beef. Anybody I got beef with, I'm handling. It don't mean I'm doing nothing bad to them, but I'm gonna step to the plate and I'm gonna put that work in. I'm gonna knock the teeth out. Guarantee that. I can fight. I can fight. I can fight. I'm knocking the teeth out. And motherfuckers be thinking because whatever the case may be, do your thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about none of that. I'm in my own realm. When you in your own lane and you just thinking of the prize, nothing can interfere with that. Because like I said, nigga got 5 records, whatever he said on the Billboard. You know how much I wish I had one record on the Billboard? Street nigga, Billboard, so I could talk my shit. I can't talk my shit. When you can't talk your shit, you gotta chill. You gotta chill. That's it. He talking his shit. I gotta chill. Can he beat me in the fight? No.
No. I think he know that. Though, you know but what I'm saying? I think what he's
can
saying
he
is true, though.
Can he beat me in the fight? No.
He can't say shit. You know, he got 5 songs on Billboard.
Do he want to go to jail with me? No. You know what I'm saying?
You're not going back.
No, but I'm just trying
give
to
give it up for not going back.
I'm not going back. But let it be known, I still pay my dues. I feed the wolves. I send my $100 out every week to all the niggas in jail, all the apes in jail. I send my shit out. You know what I'm saying? So again, do you want to be for me in jail? No. I control the jail still. I'm that nigga in jail. So when I go to jail, you know, I still call Drink Champs up. I still hit you up like, yo, what's going on? I need that jacket. You got that jacket for me? I can still do that. But my thing is, do I want to do that? No. So again, you can't let, again, shout out to Tax Stone.
I was about to say that, man.
Shout out to
Tax
Stone.
One of the kings of podcasts. You know what I'm saying? We fucking
them,
we miss you out here.
Tax,
we miss you.
Tax Stone told me something that was really a key to my fucking freedom. He said, yo, Kaz, don't let nobody do to you what I was doing to them.
I said, trolling.
I said, what the fuck you talking
what
about?
What you mean, nigga? What you said.
Tax was a gangster troll. Tax will wake up and see something and just go in on it. I'm just talking about some random shit, and he'll just wake up and be like, nigga, fuck that nigga. That nigga pussy. You ain't see that nigga ain't hit that nigga that hard. I'm like, yo, but he hit him.
Right.
Fuck him. He don't have no like problem with him. No problem. Tax will be like, nah, I ain't got no beef with that nigga. That nigga swung real soft. That shit wasn't really hard. Yeah. And when he telling me that, because I love Tax so much, shout out to Tax again, I love Tax so much that whatever he say, I listen to. And he told me, Kaz, I'm in jail, I'm banking on you. He say, yo, the way this shit set up, I'm gonna come home when they got AIDS patients for kids. So I started thinking about it. AIDS patient with kids. I'm like, shit, if you get born with AIDS, then you gotta get dealt with something. Like, damn, they ain't doing that shit yet. They might do that shit 2040. When he said that, it hurt me, because whatever is around them, again, and this is what I'm trying to tell you with sucker niggas. What sucker niggas is, they need a way out. If it's true, if it's not true, if it's anything about them, they need a way out. They need Sammy the Bull, sucker. He did a million crimes. He might have did the crime that motherfuckers was charged for, but he just telling on anything. I'm telling a nigga, this DeLeon right here, nigga. Yeah. This
he,
nigga brought
he,
that
he
shit
needed
here.
A reason to tell.
You didn't bring
he
that
took the
there.
First, he took the first
you didn't
reason.
Bring that there at all, but you gonna tell. Because you're not built like that. And again, to all the rappers, to all the young kids that's out there, once you be successful, know your worth. You worth more than a jail cell. You don't have to be gangster. You don't have to be a hooligan. You don't have to be nothing. Because it's motherfucking Big Sean's and motherfucking
Drake's.
Whoever that's fucking in their lane,
yeah.
And they great, and they just successful. You don't have to sell your soul right. To be something you're not.
Yeah.
Because when you're something you're not, you gotta really back that up. Do you wanna back that up? Do you wanna go to jail? Do you wanna go to jail? It's just like anybody. I think about jail so much. I think about jail during sex. That's what's
damn.
The fucked up. Yo, during sex.
God damn it.
Commercial break.
Yo,
commercial break. That's
a
Tiger Bone by itself.
Yo, I swear to God. Yo, Nori, during sex, I'm thinking about, yo, this might be the last pussy I get. Like you thinking like this.
Damn.
Yo, like, because.
Only one drink.
Drink your drink. No,
that makes sense. That makes
it
sense.
Really, jail really fucks up your whole movement. It fucks up your whole movement. When you hear certain stuff, when you see certain stuff, you just be like, yo, niggas wouldn't do that in jail. Yo, pick up your pants, homie. Like you say certain shit that niggas in the street be like,
what?
Yeah, right.
But niggas be like, yo, pick up your pants, nigga. Yo, that's some shit that Niggas want to get fucked in jail. Niggas do that. And niggas be like, why are you saying that? Like, we sagging. This is shit we doing in the street. But me, I'm picking up my pants. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And you move in a certain way. And again, just not to talk too much. It's just like, I feel
this
like
is the time to talk to
everybody.
Talk as much as you want, motherfucker.
That's rapping should understand the image you create is the image you're gonna have to deal with.
No. Let me just stop you for a second. KRS-One said this in the 80s. He said, "Watch what you say, because you attract it."
Yep.
So no matter what you say, if you're gonna claim you a Crip, the Crip is gonna come out to see you. If you're gonna claim you drinking French fucking wine and champagne, Cuvée and all this shit, that's those people who likes that is gonna
words
come out to see
powerful,
you.
Words are powerful, like
very,
my mom
yeah,
said.
Yeah, very.
They're gonna come out
be
to see you.
Be careful what you throw in the air.
Whatever
the
you
more
say,
you get, your topic of discussion is gonna be different, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's gonna be different when you amass a certain amount of success, when you travel the world, when you experience.
My conversation
evolve,
will be different after
person.
I talk to you.
Yeah.
So now what's next for Kenny Burns?
You're gonna be married, nigga.
What's next for Kenny Burns?
It's coming early.
Let me get a light.
What you said now?
What's next for Kenny Burns?
So, and this is one you would love.
Look, she's talking about she like you.
Oh,
Give me my gun. Give my gun.
It's all love.
It's all love with me. Real talk. But what's next for me is family business, man. You know, the one thing.
Got the movie. Got the whiskey out.
But family business. My son, 13, started a clothing line called BRNS.
Got dope.
Called Be Real, Never Sell Out.
Look, it touched my heart again.
No, real talk.
No, this is what I explain to my niggas. It's just like once you're lit and once you are rich or wealthy or however you want to, or once you see the vision, your kids is good, your grandkids.
You gotta make
good.
It generational.
But that's what we gonna do that our parents didn't do for us.
That's
the point. And that's my goal.
Let's make noise for EFN. We finally realized his dick work.
Hey! God bless you.
You got
some pussy?
You got some pussy? You got a baby on the
girl. We got a baby.
Y'all go.
Listen, and this is what he's realizing being
I'm
home.
I'm going to his baby shower. I'm not sure if it's
I ain't bringing
real.
Shit but condoms, nigga.
Nah, but having a child is the most selfless thing you can
absolutely.
Do. Yes. And that's why the thing you're asking me, it's about family because I made it through all the shootouts and the dumb shit and the track. You know, I made it through it. And to be here at 45.
Yeah, I heard you speaking about Wolf and all that.
I mean, but every legendary gangster you heard of, you know what I'm saying, the last 2 decades was my homies.
Right.
Looked out for me, you know what I'm saying? Right. And even going back to Puffy,
feed the
like,
wolves.
You have to. Right. Because this game don't exist without them. It's too much moving around in uncomfortable spaces for you not to be comfortable. Mm. You gotta be comfortable. You can't motherfucker project your art. And motherfucker, put your special. No, but I'm saying you can't.
Hallelujah.
But you can't be who you were meant to be. You can't get what you came for without honoring everybody along the way. Everybody.
Shout out to my apes.
Yeah, real talk. But so that's family
thing.
Business.
It's a crazy thing. A lot of people think it's like your payouts. But what you can do is you just put somebody in position.
That's all they want.
I mean, he was saying that. He's not saying necessarily it's
that's
about
what he
bread.
Did.
It's showing love in different ways.
That's what he's doing for his niggas. The niggas,
you have to. My thing is, I talk a lot. So, when you paint
a lot
picture,
of shit to say, nigga.
When you painting a picture, some people don't see it.
Right.
Some people not gonna be there, and that's the people you prove wrong. You know what I'm saying? When I said I was rapping, a lot of people didn't believe me. Like it was like, you know what I'm saying? It's certain people I ran into the club. Yeah, I remember I was in LA, so my song was like 4 weeks old.
This is they try to book you for their watch.
No, this is that was before when I was
a
hoolie.
What song?
Don't Run. Okay. And everybody getting shot. I'm shooting up the plate.
That's the same shit, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Book you for a watch and Don't Run is not the same record?
No, yeah, it's the same shit.
Okay.
But I'm talking about this is where I was just getting on and my man's just like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, nigga, fuck that. I'm sending the DJ 2 bottles, I'm ordering 10. As soon as that nigga open that shit, I'm on his ass. As soon as he open the shit, I'm in LA. I'm like, yo,
open the bottle because that's like putting
that's
Newport to your band.
You're in.
As
soon as
you smoke the bogey, you in.
yo, that's you my record. Me. I'm like, yo, play my record.
I understand
play my
this record. Logic.
I had the flash drive. I put it in. Flash, I go, yeah, that's me. Don't run. Yeah, put it on. He like, yo, it's everybody in the building. I don't, at the time, I think Meek was there.
You had to have that record on.
Play my shit.
It's the lead.
I performed
Free
in
Meek
LA,
Mill, by the way.
Free Meek Mill. I performed in L.A. like a nobody, but everybody thought I was somebody. You know what I'm saying? And that's my shit. Like, I feel like I could do anything. And, you know, like we was talking in Soul House, I snuck on a Powerhouse stage with no mic, no nothing. Like, the mic was off, and I told the DJ, he said, yo, I'm about to play your song. I said, oh, you about to play my song? All right, cool, play it in 10 minutes. He didn't know. Shout out to DJ Will. He didn't know. He put that song on, and I snuck backstage. I rushed on the stage, grabbed the mic, and performed with no sound. Everybody in Brooklyn at the Barclay thought I was performing. They was like, boom, boom, boom. And I didn't know I was suspended off of Power 105.
A legend was born. A legend was born.
So like when you want it, just it. Want it. Like he said, you gotta be selfish. Nobody can get in the way of your dreams. Your baby mothers, your fucking mother, whoever, because they can't see it yet. They can't see why you going so hard for what you believe in until it's formed. Until they see the house, until they see the cars, until they be
that.
Like, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is what you was talking about.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
All time. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's like, you know, a plug. When you like your plug, yo, I got this shit for 20. And they get like, a brick for 20? Yeah. Nigga be like, get the fuck out of here. Yeah, so you come and be like, yo, we are lit. And you looking at all the bricks and you're like, yo, we lit. And it's like, yo, I'm sorry, man. You like, oh, you didn't believe me? You out of here. Move. You out of here. You didn't believe me. I thought you believed me. Right. You know what I'm saying? So long story short, what you saying, back to what you saying, I don't have no beef with nobody. I don't have no beef with
good.
No
New York,
artists.
We need to squash all our beefs.
Yeah,
so this is on the strength of New York.
New York, first of all, is a motherfucking mecca. If you disrespecting the whole city, you know what I'm saying, how can y'all grow?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? And this fucking fake internet beef for likes and all that shit, man, that shit gotta cease, man.
Yeah, that's very true.
That no, that's what they, listen, can't you
French,
can't really.
The light see, game is fucking
listen,
niggas.
French you can't, I feel like you can't cease it because this is how these niggas getting rich.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah,
you can't see.
They benefiting
it.
Off of it. So
yo,
yeah, but I don't want nobody to die. I
no,
lost too
horrible.
Many legends yes. because of the bullshit. And a nigga like this having gone through what he
yo,
been through,
you ready?
And to say what he's saying.
You ready for it?
They can get over
you ready?
It. Too. Yeah.
Somebody got to die. If I go, you got to go. Somebody got to die. Let the gunshots blow. Somebody, shit got to happen. Shit got to happen. And again, go through what you go through. That's why I ain't never been in no jail preaching to be safe. Because
you gotta come
somebody
to
got to die.
But he,
something
you gotta
has to happen in order for people like us to be like, I told you so.
Nah, we already did that.
But this is why I didn't listen. You're my new project.
We've been through that.
I'm
we've been through that.
You got to come to
the house.
I'm going to show you. I'm inviting you to the house.
Not your generation.
Yeah.
My generation.
Y'all invited
he's
to the house.
Right, though. He's
not
right.
Fucked up.
He's fucked up, but he's
actually
right.
I'm going to show him some shit.
He's right.
First of all, he's on the mend. The nigga's on the healing. He's in the middle of the healing process.
Right.
He's 4 years out. He spent 7. So give him another 3 years. I promise you, he gonna be what he's meant to be. I promise you. Sis, when y'all come to Atlanta, come over to the house. Jessica Burns gonna cook. No, y'all
my,
coming?
I'm bringing my side joint.
No. Bring her.
No, we're not going side of
the no. Because guess what?
Your
topics. Your topics about
to this is what I'm talking about. Look, you gotta really look at it though, cause you ain't seen Nori's face. I just saw it through the side eye. Nigga was like, side joint, this nigga crazy. This nigga crazy.
That's a fact.
Look, are you checking you out here? Look.
3 years.
This shit is recording.
3 years. 3 years, watch what I tell you. It's a whole nother conversation.
The crazy shit is, with Nori, I was like, he was like, yo, you brought your girl here, right? First, he was like, yo, you didn't bring your girl. I was like, yeah, I ain't bring her because I thought it was some nigga shit, right? He's like, nah, we got our girls here. Me, Fat Joe, I got my girl. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm gonna bring her next time. I bring my girl. He ain't with a girl. I said, you made me bring my girl, and you ain't got your girl. What the fuck is going on?
Well,
I said, baby, sit your ass over there. Sit your ass over there.
You not coming over there. I said, it's 2018, guys. You got my phone number. You gonna stay? I would have made him pull up. Yeah. I pull up. I might have made him wait somewhere else.
He don't that. Play. He don't play about his girl and the shit that again.
Cause you know why, Cass, I'm gonna be honest. Cause you Panamanian, but you be like fake Latino. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna be honest. You gotta start embracing your Latino.
You speak
Latino.
Spanish? You speak Spanish?
That listen, in my mind, he speaks full Spanish.
My is the only Spanish he gets.
My speak fluent Spanish.
Listen. I'm gonna be honest, Cass. This is what you gotta do. This is what you gotta do. You gotta have one Panamanian dirty nigga with you, right?
So like his version of Panamanian stick man.
Panamanian. Oh, you Panamanian? He clean.
No, he a dirty nigga.
You had a watch on.
He a dirty nigga.
He got
a
watch. I'm watching.
He got the piece.
Yo, he speaks Spanish.
He got the piece, yes!
Oh!
You mean Spanish.
He got the piece.
You know
he got the piece.
You know why? Because Panamanian is like a little bit Jamaican Spanish.
No,
I'm gonna be honest. The Panamanians and Jamaicans.
They speak some Patois.
Spanish.
Jamaicans are the Spanish people. Okay, so you already got them. But I'm not gonna lie.
Niggas is really dope with you, my brother.
You don't look, but you gotta have one of them.
He got the peas. The peas don't count. You know the peas get everything.
The swipe peas?
Yes!
Oh,
let's make some noise.
For the peas on the swipe. Let me just tell you something, in case you don't
shout
know.
Shout out to Colón.
Let me just tell you something, Kaz, in case you don't know. Panama, reggaeton is actually the birthplace. The birthplace, can you pass me that?
It's Panama.
It's the birthplace of your name.
It's the birthplace of my name. It's the birthplace of
Noriega.
Panama Canal is the first record I've ever recorded in my life.
It was called Panama Canal?
It's called Panama Canal.
Dope.
Were you going as Noriega?
Yes.
Okay.
Dope.
So that was like 360. So I just want to, you know, sit here and thank, you know, Kenny Burns. I feel like this is the drop right here. We can do a sit down. We can do a sit down, man. You ready?
The first sit down.
Listen.
2 year anniversary.
We wanted to do a 2 year anniversary special edition. So we brought the OG curator with the young guard of the new generation.
Thank you.
And we put them together and we made a motherfucking Panama Canal edition.
That's right. And we drinking whiskey in this motherfucker.
I'm embracing y'all. I'm giving y'all a shot to change your life around.
Yeah.
Because of Nori.
Yeah.
Nori sat down with me. He didn't know how much it meant to me. Because I remember when I went to Black Sheep, but everything, family, friends, and I got in the game. Now when I see too much hoolies, I'll be like, nah, don't let that nigga around me. But I'm letting you know, courtesy of Nori, thank Nori, not me. If y'all want a deal, come. I'ma give y'all a shot. If y'all fuck it up, y'all getting shot.
Hey, that's my same model, man.
You already know.
Come on, we right here. Come on, eat. Come over here. Because we don't got this shit. All right? We're going to do another drop. Hey, but stop that, though. Stop that.
Nah, we vibe.
You have been listening to the Drink Champs podcast. Drink Champs is a weekly podcast created by DJ EFN and NORE and is produced by DJ EFN and NORE. Sound engineered by Hazardous Sounds. You can also watch us on Revolt TV every Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, as well as online 6 days following the TV premiere of an episode. Schedule may vary depending on special releases or off weeks. For everything Drink Champs, including Drink Champs merch, powered by 89 Clothing, log on to drinkchamps.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Drink Champs. Follow DJ EFN at Who's Crazy on Instagram, at DJ EFN on Facebook and Twitter, and follow Nori at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter and Facebook. Look out for new podcasts coming out under our podcast network. Also, be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes and everywhere else our podcast is available. We also post audio on SoundCloud and YouTube, so search us, find us, subscribe, like, and comment there as well. Thank you to our Drink Champs Army for continued support, and if you are new to the Army, thanks for joining the family.